Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin, Week 15 playoff time. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, we talk about the Eagles first, and even in the blinding snow, LeSean McCoy still a monster game. Nick Foles got you some points as well. Even DeSean Jackson caught a touchdown pass. The only guy I want to ask about this week, because if those guys are in your lineup, you're starting them in the playoffs, most likely Foles. But at wide receiver, Riley Cooper, is he a guy you're starting this week?
I kind of have to. Like you said, Bo, he caught three passes, had 70 yards in the snow. Look, I was actually traveling during the Eagles-Lions game. I didn't get to see the whole thing because I had to go into work to host a radio show. I had to take public transportation. It was not safe to drive, but As I was on the train, I just kept seeing the Eagles putting up more and more yards, and it looked like it was a deep play to Riley Cooper that actually started the whole thing. And the fact is, Nick Foles and Riley Cooper are hooking up on these deep plays, and it seems to happen each and every week. They at least take a shot or two every week, and the Vikings have a secondary against which this is a very favorable thing to do. So Riley Cooper, if you've been rolling with him as a number three receiver and you're still alive, I absolutely trust him this week as a big play guy. I think he puts up 15 to 18 points in a PPR.
The big matchup this week we expected when we saw this game on the schedule was going to be LeSean McCoy against Adrian Peterson, perhaps the two best running backs in the league. Unfortunately, it looks like Peterson may not play this week. If he doesn't, is Toby Gerhardt worth starting?
Well, you have to watch Toby Gerhardt's status as well, Bo, because he is dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury. And as you know, those things can be kind of fickle. We saw Reggie Bush with the calf injury get hurt in warm-ups last week. But Toby Gerhardt, look, he's not Adrian Peterson. Very few people are. Actually, there is only one. It's Adrian Peterson. But Toby Gerhardt, when he has volume, he has consistently produced in the past. He can catch the ball, and if he's able to get 15 to 20 carries, I would expect Gerhardt to put up double-digit points in a PPR. He is by far one of the safest handcuffs in the NFL. The one thing I would worry about is the Eagle defense. It has played exceptionally well of late. I believe it's 8 straight games now that the Eagles haven't given up more than 21 points. So, do I expect the Vikings to score a lot? No. But I do expect, if Toby Gerhardt is the starting running back, that he should see 18 to 25 touches total in this game.
All right, we want to go around the league, get one guy at each position who you think might be worth picking up and starting this week. But let's start at receiver because we're staying with the Eagles and the Vikings. And you're going with the guy who is second in the league in yards, all-purpose yards.
Yeah, behind only LeSean McCoy, it's Cordarrelle Patterson, believe it or not. Now, Patterson has been a guy who hasn't had fantasy value all year unless you're in a return yardage league because he hadn't been getting the ball offensively. But recently, as a receiver, as a running back, he's actually played out of the backfield, kind of like they used to do with Percy Harvin. On end arounds, they've been getting the ball in Patterson's hands. He is the Vikings' best game breaker if Adrian Peterson is out. So I do expect against the Eagles that Cordarrelle Patterson is going to see volume, whether it be in the run game, whether it be in the passing game. Expect 6 to 8 targets, a shot at a touchdown, and maybe a carry or two. If you're in a return yardage league, I'm telling you something you already know because Patterson is certainly owned, but he is dangerous now, even in standard leagues.
At quarterback, we go down to Miami. Ryan Tannehill is the guy you have your eye on.
Well, actually, I picked him up last week. I started him over Robert Griffin III, and given what's happened in Washington, that turned out to be a pretty good decision. Now, Tannehill had 3 touchdown passes last week. He had a couple runs. He's an underrated athlete, and I think this week against the New England Patriots, it's a potential high-volume game on both sides. You know, Jason Campbell threw for nearly 400 yards against the Patriots last week. I really like Ryan Tannehill and the way he's playing. He kind of stagnated a little bit for the first couple months of the season, but Tannehill's play has improved as the Dolphins have gotten a little bit more comfortable with their weapons, and I think with Mike Wallace, Charles Clay, Brian Hartline, I think Tannehill is the type of guy who can do some damage for you in the fantasy playoffs.
At running back, we stay in Florida. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the backup to Maurice Jones-Drew, is the Todd man.
Yeah, Jordan Todman, he hasn't actually touched the ball a whole lot this year. He has under 50 total touches, but last week he made some noise by catching a pass from Ace Sanders, the wide receiver, who's also been doing a good job getting the ball in his hands. Jordan Todman's a guy to monitor this week. If Maurice Jones-Drew cannot play with the hamstring injury, Buffalo has been a very favorable matchup for running backs of late. We saw Bobby Rainey bust off an 80-yard touchdown run early in the game last week. So Jordan Todman, if you're hurting for a running back this week, maybe you have Peterson and somebody else already picked up Toby Gerhardt, Jordan Todman's going to be a guy who's going to be a viable start this week.
finally, at tight end, this is a move you have to get in quickly. Now, we mentioned Charles Clay before. He's a good option. But if you want to get somebody in before Thursday night, you like Jacob Tammy.
Yeah, if Dennis Pitta is gone in your league, Jacob Tammy is a really under-the-radar guy. Now, without Wes Walker, and Wes Walker won't play this week because of a concussion, he couldn't get cleared with the short turnaround, Jacob Tammy became the guy who filled in with all those snaps. With Welker gone last week after the concussion, Tammy played all but one offensive snap for the Denver Broncos, and he caught four passes. So Jacob Tammy is the type of player. Hey, somebody asked me on the radio the other day, they said, am I getting too cute if I start Jacob Tammy in the fantasy playoffs? And I said to him, you're never getting too cute if you're relying on Peyton Manning. I will trust Peyton Manning until the day he retires, and with Jacob Tammy, I think you can do that, especially if you lost Rob Gronkowski.
You put your trust in Peyton Manning. We put our trust in Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. Listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87. Good luck this weekend.